Team Militia brings you End of Watch, starring Rosalind Kuiper and Boris Herman.
We have an angry squirrel on board today. An angry seaman, en loup de mer, with his black beard and some white hair sticking out. And he is looking very angry, very, 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 very angry. So, Antoine, how are you between 0 and 10 right now?
I'm 7. I was almost 9.5. Because we just flew the drone with the sunset, it was amazing. And I just went to check quickly the footage and it was out of focus. I don't know why. We were so far away from Biotherm and the signal was not so nice in the remote control. So I couldn't really see properly. And now just checking the footage.
So this is original Antoine Auriol, flight captain's voice from... directly from the Southern Ocean.
Fly captain.
Yeah, it's very important for him. He's a fly captain, you know,
yeah,
a fly on the wall.
It's a matter of detail, huh?
Kind of fly fucking.
Yeah.
Fly captain.
We had some super nice drone sessions. By the way, good afternoon. We had very nice drone sessions and Biotherm Bio Boutique is just 1 mile from us and we decided to fly the drone to them. And we called them on the VHF and they did some nice tricks on the deck. It was pretty funny.
It is the absolute 180 degree contrast to our life. So far, we are sitting on deck. It is super chilly, but we're sitting outside in the sun. It's incredible.
Yes, it feels amazing. Just reminds me how it is to be outside every day a little bit.
Now you become sentimental.
Yes.
Now, you know, these are the ups and downs, the pure emotions. We were like all a bit hyped, flying over to Biotherm. We called them on the VHF, like, Bio Boutique, here's Militia, etc. Then we flew there, and then, you know, they did nasty stuff to our drone. We're not going to explain you what, because we still show you the images, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope we have some good images.
You will still be able, even if it's blurry. You know now why it's blurry?
Yeah.
And it's not Antoine's fault, something was wrong with the drone.
Yeah. You will see very pale...
No, don't explain.
Pale part of the body.
They just said hello.
Yeah, you don't know. Now you know they were naked. You don't know if they were topless or bottomless.
Exactly.
There's a new trend, I have to say, a little bit with one of the two in the scene here.
Exactly. So, Boris, from 0 to 10, what about you?
8.5, 9. I just had a big sugar intake as well.
Again.
And a coffee.
Oh, that's good.
A coffee like 2 hours ago. good sleep. A bit... always a bit nervous to see a competitor right next to you and they're winning like 200 meters and you're winning a bit. Yeah. We also have a bit of peace today. I'm finding some peace sitting here with Antoine earlier chatting and then we just saw an albatross. Not massive, but was so beautifully flying through the swell.
Yeah, he was gliding. He was surfing the swell. And he was just in between Biotherm and us. It was just like a little detail from life. From the wildlife that is around us, and it feels great. Yes, it's good.
Yeah, the little treasures out here. The sun, the light.
It's
quite
beautiful.
Clear.
You can look very calm. Super calm.
You can look pretty far.
And the blue of the ocean is nice too. It's a nice deep blue.
We have on our port side a Bio Boutique, and on our starboard side, only 3 miles away, we have a whole sim, Popeye, the sailor man.
They also have a nickname, Les Bétonniers.
What does that mean?
The people who make the beton.
Ah!
The cement makers.
I call them Popeye. Popeye, the sailor man. And we are we're looking for a nickname for 11th Hour and Guyot.
Yeah, so people, if you have any suggestions, please send over some ideas and nicknames on all these boats. Then we're going to tell them on their VHF. And talking about VHF,
Rosie has...
You know what a VHF is? Maybe some people don't know. So it's an Ultrakurzwelle in German.
Yeah.
It's a handheld radio thingy, and you can just talk.
And it looks like a kind of a very, very old-school telephone. You know... I've never seen a telephone like this.
It has 9 buttons, and Rosie looks a bit like a soldier with her like equipment here. Out here.
But with this telephone, we can call the other boat. So let's see if
prove it.
Let's see if Bio Boutique is answering. Bio Boutique. This is Party Bus Militia. Over. And we're on the emergency
you
channel
can ask
16.
Sam if her foot is.
Militia, Bio Sam.
Yeah, we know it's you.
So what shall we ask her?
Yeah, now you're a bit shy.
Yeah, I'm a bit shy.
Ask her about her food. What is she going to eat?
A food?
Yeah, she just said that she's going to make her lunch.
Yeah.
What's the lunch? Come on, go. Don't be shy.
Be a boutique, Militia party bus. We were wondering, what's your lunch for today? And another question, your mood from 0 to 10.
Did you press the button?
Yeah.
My lunch today, I'm just making it, is a green chicken Thai green chicken curry.
Ooh.
With a white coffee Starbucks style for finish. And I didn't catch the other question, Rosie.
That sounds beautiful. What's the brand, Sam? And my other question was, what is your mood of today from a 0 to 10?
Brand of the food is Expedition Foods, a white sachet with orange writing.
This advertisement?
My mood today, I just woke up and I just had really good sleep. I'd say it's 9 out of 10.
Wow!
Only 9 because I didn't yet wash my hair. When I wash my hair, then it will be 10 out of 10. And I'm just going to ask the others.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're curious to know about the others.
Yeah, and we're very curious to know about the others. What's the mood on board in general? And how do you wash your hair? I have my hair 3 weeks very dirty. And I was wondering, what do you do? What's the secret? Exciting, huh? A 9, that's quite high.
While she's gathering her information, we can just comment on this.
Okay, so I don't know yet. For washing my hair, I think I will end up with a very cold head. So the secret is, hopefully tomorrow it will be a little bit less of current wind and I'm allowed to use a little bit of warm water. I think Damien is going to say his mood is 10 out of 10 because he had a shower today.
Wow!
And he got all his clothes off and got some warm water and a sponge and some washing up liquid and he washed everywhere. So he will be a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Anto, what's your mood? Sur 10, t'es combien sur 10?
7.
Anto, he said sur 10. He's 7 out of 10, Anthony. Paul, combien sur 10? Ton mood?
They're all awake, huh?
Ton mood. Paul, 9 sur 10, il est dans sa sac de couchage, donc ça, 9. Paul is 9 out of 10. 8 out of 10. He's 8 out of 10 because he's in his sleeping bag in the boat, and we just opened all the hatches to air it, and he says it's too fucking freezing.
It's too cold.
And I can't see our media man, Mr. Media Man. Your mood out of 10 today? Renaud is 8 out of 10 because he lost one of his drones, so he's not going to be 10 out of 10 anymore.
Oh, how did that happen? How far did he fly?
Wow, that sounds amazing. So, how did it happen? How far did you fly with the drone?
He did a really good shoot, and it was really windy. It was quite maybe 10 days ago, a long time ago.
Oh.
And when he came into land, just as he was coming into land, the boat came down a massive wave, and so the drone was too high, and they didn't catch it. And the drone had a little crash into the main sheet. So luckily, we didn't lose the drone completely, but it got a bit buzzed up in the main sheet action. But at least he managed to get the drone and the images, so that was good.
Yeah, sorry, I tried to do the drone. It's Antoine, hello. Hey, Ronan, I'm sorry for your drone. But right now, I was doing the perfect shoot of you guys, but it was totally blurry because I couldn't really properly see on my remote control. So I'm a bit pissed right now. Maybe I try the drone another time.
Antoine is 8 out of 10, huh?
Yes, I'm 7 also, because of this.
The pleasures and sorrows of media men.
That's pretty good. The mood is pretty good up there.
That's to send because with Damien we did a really good pose for the camera.
Yeah.
And we were really hoping to see whether you got it okay or not. So you need to let us know so we can do that pose again if you come back.
Yes, for sure. Thanks a lot. I will ask you to do the same. I could imagine what it was, but I wanted to see all the details.
We do it again tomorrow with less apparent wind.
Maybe we can do a little drone battle tomorrow.
Strange, because you know at night there's no moon anymore, but it's really weird. In the day there seems to be full moon again now.
Yeah, she's right. Wow, that sounds pretty good up there. I'm very happy that your mood is so up. Here on board, we're very good too. I think Boris is 8.5. Eight. Antoine, 7.5.
Now I'm 8 because it's nice to talk to you.
It's 8 because he loves to talk to you, Sam. And what about you, William?
I'm an 8.
Eight. Wow. And I'm a 7.5 this morning. So
William just got out of his bunk, so he's a bit sleepy.
Yeah, William is a bit sleepy. But we wish you a very good sail and enjoy the calmness. And I think we will all have a shower tomorrow too, boys.
Your boat looks beautiful from here, and it's great to hear that you have such a good mood over there.
Yeah, keep up the spirit.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good mood on board today as well, so you two keep up good spirit, and it's great to sail together and to see each other. I'm great to have a chat with you guys. Thanks, Rosie.
Okay, thanks to you two guys. And by the way, we're looking for nicknames. So you guys are Paul's Bio Boutique. You can find a nickname for us, and we were wondering, what do you think for whole sim, Popeye the Sailor Man? But maybe let's make a list on the WhatsApp and let's vote.
Okay, I get the guys thinking, and I'll send you some suggestions.
Okay, thanks Sam, and thanks for being live in our podcast today.
Have a good watch.
Bye-bye, thank you. Ciao, ciao, salut les gars.
Bye guys, have a good evening.
Ciao. Oh, that was very good to hear. They are quite happy over there. And they had a shower. Actually, we are almost 3 weeks at sea now. And I think it's for us time for a shower too, and to change clothing again.
I never showered in the Vendée Globe 80 days. So. Maybe coming back in the tropics, yeah, but I would be never so crazy to shower in this cold.
No, it's so
cold.
Or
to get your head wet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
It's so cold. It's so funny when we had the first leg, like Antoine, and first and second leg, Antoine was like, we called him a mix between Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt because he was showering every day. And Tom Pitt. And 3 days ago, I was like, oh, Antoine, you smell a little bit. And he's a real sailor now. Yeah. He doesn't care anymore.
Antoine looks like a real sailor now. A bit longer hair, a bit more beard. It's a pretty good look.
Yeah, I like it. I become a real sailor like you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think when I will arrive in Brazil, people won't recognize me. I will say, hey, I'm Tom.
Monsieur,
I'm Tom Pitt.
That's super funny. That sounds super good.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's cold. It's just a moment to breathe out here. And any news, Will, from your end?
All good. The bunk is fantastic. I think hats off to Rosie for making us bring in these sleeping bags, because they're just incredible. Like, they're the best things I've ever had. They've got these layers and you can like take them off if it's too hot, but obviously we have all of them at the moment, so it's nice and warm.
About this, because I was looking for these sleeping bags, and I called on Instagram I described the sleeping bags, and then we had like many people replying, and it's from Ocean Safety sleeping bags called the Ocean Race sleeping bags, and they're quite expensive, 450 euros, but they're super good, like worth everything, right boys?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we can try.
It's good, but it makes it hard to get up for your watch sometimes. I think Boris is waking me up two or three times sometimes.
That's why also my watch is a bit longer than yours, guys. So sometimes I sleep like 8 hours in a row.
15, boy, times two. We have to wake you up every morning. Antoine, the sun is up. We like to have a bit more food.
Yeah. there's an albatross again.
Ooh.
Nice little evening sun. Scenery here with the sun shining on the albatross. Look how he is like reflecting the light when he turns its belly towards the sun. It's really reflecting the evening sun.
Yeah,
super nice.
And we are sailing about 12 knots in about 10 knots of wind. All about the, probably the same speed here. No much differences over the day. The
When I look to windward of Beartham, I keep thinking I'm seeing some islands because you can see so distantly the clouds because the visibility is super cool today. So
yeah,
it's almost like we're dreaming a little bit of seeing some land. It's been so long.
It looks like fog banks to me.
Yeah, fog banks, I think, or something. But the way they sit on the horizon, it looks like little mountains as if we're coming up towards some land. But it's nice.
We actually have some scenery. We look further than 3 meters for a long time.
Yeah. Not so foggy. It's impressive how close we are all together again. But Beartham only 1 mile, whole sim 3 miles. All, the fleet is so close, and we're sailing into that ridge, into that high pressure. And the weekend will be very light breeze, and then basically we will have a new starting line, and then we will try to send it towards Brazil, boys. It's amazing, huh?
Yes. And in 3 days we're gonna be around the Point Nemo. Yeah. That's going to be nice. Just to feel that we are like far away.
You cannot be further away on this planet Earth from anything else.
Nice. Maybe we just gonna feel also the friends around us.
Yeah.
Beartham and Olsim, and this is cool to be far away from everything but with some friends around. Exactly.
Talking about them, so the voice you just heard on the VHF, that is Samantha Davies, an English lady living in France, so she is like binational now, and she did a couple of Vendée Globes, I think three at least. Yeah, three. And now she's preparing her fourth Vendée Globe on Initiative Cur. So she's wearing even a double T-shirt on this boat, being part of Biotherm, but still promoting her own sponsors out there. And it's pretty particular about that team. They have two, I mean, they are four skippers basically at the moment. There's also Damien Seguin, who some of you may know from the Vendée Globe. And he was Apicil, or he still is Apicil, also doing the next Vendée. And Anthony Marchand is now the new skipper of the Maxi Ultime Trimaran Actual.
Yes, Actual.
They're all pretty nice guys. And we know the media men pretty well, Antoine and I.
Yes.
Ronan Gladu, a.k.a. the Gladuator.
Yes, Ronan Gladu from Brest, Brittany, and Anthony also from Saint-Brieuc. We come from the same place.
If you're a subscriber of Die Yacht, you can go in like Boris, find an article about our trip in Brittany. I don't know which keyword that would be, but Under the Swell or Lost in the Swell.
Lost in the Swell, yes.
If you type that in the search engine on Yacht, you find the article I did about a trip maybe 5 or 8 years ago with Ronan Le Gladuator. There were three surfers basically doing these amazing trips. You should watch their YouTube stuff. And they did amazing documentaries, amazing stuff. They're really cool people.
Yeah, really funny and living really with lots of passion.
We were sailing around Brittany with a 21-foot tiny trimaran with all their kite and surf gear and paddles, stand-up paddles, going to remote places for their surf passion to live that. And Ronan Gladu was their kind of filmmaker, and now he has ventured, developed his own like profession into sailing, into the sailing scene. And he gave me a nickname at the time.
What was your nickname?
Called me Boris the Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Boris le Hachoir.
Why?
Because, I don't know, he associated my name, which is not so common in France, with the movie he had watched, Snatch.
Ah, yes, okay,
there's a Russian
I see.
Guy who chops
yes.
heads off, and he's called Boris le Hachoir.
My friend also calls you Boris the Blader. My best friend also calls you Boris the Blader.
Yeah.
Must be something true.
Yeah, let's see where they... and by the way, Samantha Davies, we bought her foils. Like, she had a second pair of foils. And, when our version 1 foils, they broke, we could just buy, before the race, her foils. So,
Yeah, almost. Not exactly true. These foils were still owned by the boatyard who built them, Avel Robotics in Lorient. And they were meant to go in the Pogo 3 that Phil Sharp is going to sail soon.
Ah, yeah.
And they're just... Because the boat only comes out in August, they had enough time to build him new foils, identical new foils, and we got get this pair. But it's true, they are the exact same foils that Sam Davis has on her own boat, Initiative Cur. And Sam Davis and I, we chat a lot during the Route du Rhum and the Vendée. Not so much when we're on land, but this is quite common. You
it's
have some
always common.
Special connections at sea and then in land.
We're best friends at sea and on land. And on land, we go our own way.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Thanks for listening in. How much did your mood up today during this episode, Antoine?
Now I'm back to 9.
I could see your face when you came up here and the images were blurry. Oh, yes. I could really see a disappointment.
But now you can, now you know me.
I understand
it. Yeah, now you understand me. It's normal. It's normal. Now it's my job. I want to really do it the best I can. I'm really happy that the first session was really the perfect session, the drone session this morning with Will and Rosie. It was really amazing, and you're gonna see the footage tomorrow morning when you wake up. So please watch it and enjoy it.
That's a nice finish of this. Watch it and enjoy it. I hope you can kind of feel part of this adventure. And I was in my bunk when they did the drone shot this morning with Rosie and Will. I really like it. I saw it here on board, and it's no different to you guys. I'm just coming out of my sofa bed seeing their video, you know. What happened the last 4 hours?
Like a little adventure. We can call the drone session the Titanic.
Yeah. That one is the Titanic.
Titanic. Nice.
Okay. Don't reveal too much.
Yeah, my mood went up with 0.5.
Good.
I'm a bit calm. Normally I'm so hyperactive. I'm the first day in 3 weeks that I feel calm. I don't know why. It's very interesting, guys.
It's good. We are not machines. We are just like unpredictable.
Exactly.
Creatures.
Exactly. And what about you, Boris?
What do you want to say?
No, my mood went up, sure, pretty much, from 8 to 9, I would say.
No, I wanted to say that my mood really synchronized with the weather.
Yeah.
When it's calm like today, I'm also calmer, I'm a bit more like chill.
Yeah. Now you're saying it, I feel exactly the same. Yeah. I didn't make it conscious to myself, but actually Antoine is saying exactly this. You are also calmer today.
Yeah.
We are all calmer. Because the weather just gives us a break, man.
Yes. Exactly, and there's super nice sunshine. It's very just calm weather, and I feel very peaceful inside. And I super nice, like refreshing, you know.
And regenerating. Look at that. We have time to just observe a little bit where we are.
Yeah. This is really what it's meant to be about as well. Like, yes. You know, appreciating the elements, the wilderness, the nature, the ocean is at its best today. Super beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
And so nice to share this little bit with the boat right next to us.
Yeah.
We came a bit closer during the podcast. We gained two boats lengths.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm lucky and I have time for last drone session for the last 15 minutes. The golden hour later.
The sun is still 45 minutes.
No, but there is these clouds and maybe under the clouds.
Cool.
Let's see. We cross the fingers.
Tomorrow will be a less apparent wind day.
Yeah.
Fully
okay.
Downwind.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Guys, I hope your mood ups as well, at least one. If not, don't forget our recipe.
Yes.
Sport, Haribo,
and chocolate.
Lindt chocolate and the podcast. End of watch.
And this is the end of watch. Okay, guys, thanks for listening and have a good weekend.
Ciao, bye-bye.